Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In solidarity with Mike Marr, we're all sporting our Jaden Daniels bandages on our faces. At first, I put mine on the wrong side. I put it on the left side.
No, it was definitely the right side.
It's on the right side, the correct side at this point.
Right.
And maybe Scott Abraham will do the same thing. He's on the Rude guest hotline.
This is as far as I'll go to be a Commander fan.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Scott Abraham, anchor and sports director for ABC7. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Happy playoff Friday, boys. How are you?
Same to you, sir. Are you going to be anchoring everything from back here in D.C., or are you making that trek out to the Midwest to Ford Field for the game?
Yeah, we're flying out tomorrow morning, so it'll be a good time. Big game. I mean, this is what, you know, it's crazy. You guys think back to July and August, and, you know, who would have thought Washington would be in this position? And win or lose, this has been a successful season, but why not get greedy? And when you're in the dance, you have a chance. And I think what I've seen from the players over the week in Ashburn and kind of just talking to them and getting the vibe, they're very loose. They're very confident. They're not intimidated by the top-seeded Lions. So let's do this thing.
And Scott, it's amazing what can happen in just one calendar year, because it was this week. I can't remember which day. Maybe Wednesday was the one-year anniversary of the hiring of Adam Peters to be the real, like, legitimate general manager of this team, replacing Ron Rivera. So there's so much confidence now, at least from me, that we're in good hands here as far as the person who's responsible for the roster, the guy who's making the decisions when it comes to picking the quarterback and the other players on the team, critical free agent signings. And we've seen basically almost every move that he's made pay huge dividends since he's been here, and it's only been a year.
It's been incredible what he's done, the Midas touch in a sense. Maybe the only move that people are questioning or concerned about is Marshawn Lattimore, but obviously the hamstring has a lot to do with that, and he's still in control for another year. But the guys he's brought in, like the Luvus and the Wagners and the Zach Ertz, those, you know, veteran players that have been there and done that, have just been invaluable. And then the signings that kind of go under the radar that have really stepped up, and like the Jeremy Chins has played a major role, and the draft picks, everything has just been phenomenal, top on down, front office, the coaching staff. The coaching staff deserves a lot of credit, too. Not just Dan Quinn, but all the assistant coaches, the coordinators. That is a good group of coaches. And, you know, as a fan, you know, the fans, they should hope that, you know, they stay intact, the Kingsburys, the Joe Witt Juniors. But with wins and success, it's inevitable that, you know, the Kingsburys, the Joe Witts, they're going to get those interviews because they've done an excellent job here in Washington.
Eric feels disrespected that Washington is such a big underdog out in Vegas. The current number I'm looking at in FanDuel, it dropped from 9.5 to 8.5, but the money line is -510 for Detroit. Washington, by the way, this year, if you include the Tampa game in the wild card round, 12-6-1. That would be against the spread. So they've been very good against the number. How are you feeling about that? 9.5 or 8.5, whatever it might be, a kickoff.
I mean, boys, it was that plus 10 earlier in the week. You know, my buddies were all about hammering that plus 10. And I thought that was a little bit disrespectful. So I'm with EB in the fact that if they were catching 10 points, I think there's a fact that Detroit, you can come out a little rusty. You can land a haymaker, a little jab early on. I think Washington is going to score points. I don't necessarily think they're going to be able to stop Detroit too often, but I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. And Detroit's defense, I mean, they're nothing, you know, to necessarily be scared about. No Hutchinson. They've given up a lot of yards through the air. They're a blitz-heavy team, which is beneficial to Jaden Daniels because he can use his legs. And you look at their losses this year for Detroit, who have they lost to? They've lost to Josh Allen, obviously a mobile quarterback. They lost to Baker Mayfield, mobile quarterback. And I remember last year they went to Baltimore and they got hammered by Lamar and the Ravens. So in terms of the mobility at the quarterback position, Jaden Daniels against that Detroit Lions defense, give me the 10 points because I think Washington is going to play them tough.
Scott, does Diami Brown have the chance to survive the Ron roster purge? I mean, we've seen so many of the draft picks that Ron and his staff made thrown overboard within the last year. Diami Brown, up to this year, had been a disappointment. He had more catches this regular season than he had in the first three seasons in the NFL from 21 to 23. He had the real breakout performance against the Bucks in right. the playoff game last week. Is he going to be a guy that this staff looks at and says, you know, he's not a number two wideout, but he can be our number three, and he can be productive, and he can be physical? Is Diami Brown basically earning a spot on the roster going forward?
I think that consistency has been the area of concern with Diami Brown. I mean, is he a one-hit wonder? Look what he did. Obviously, his performance of the season against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why hasn't that been the case week after week here in Washington? And it's been a revolving kind of theme with Diami during his tenure here in Washington, the consistency kind of building performance after performance. It just has not been there. So obviously, if you step up in the big moments and you step up in the playoff games, that's going to catch a lot of eyes in the front office. If you can kind of replicate that and duplicate that against Detroit, that's going to be say a lot in terms of contract negotiations in Washington deciding whether or not to keep Diami. But I think you're right in the fact that, you know, he has the tools, he has the talent, he's a bigger body receiver, which Washington doesn't necessarily have. But you also have to remember they're probably going to be in the market for a pretty big marquee name wide receiver with the cap space they have and also the complement of Terry McLaurin. So where does he fall in the pecking order? I think he's in the mix. I don't think it's a slam dunk he's going to return to Washington, but another big performance against Detroit will certainly help the case.
I know you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, Scotty, but I almost think it has to be kind of similar to the Tampa game where Washington just kind of bleeds the clock and they have those 10, 12, 15 play drives and kill 8, 9, 10 minutes. I don't know if I like the quick strikes and just trying to match Detroit. I just want to keep Detroit's offense off the field.
Bish, I said that on my sportscast the other night, but I don't know if they can.
You don't know if they can
the
do
football
that?
With running. I don't know if they can run the football with running backs. I mean, it's been a problem week after week. Yeah, they showed that they can. What they did against Tampa was immaculate. That's the blueprint right there to beat Detroit. The ball control, take your time down the field, those third and threes, those fourth and twos. There's not going to be a lot of punts. And I think that is the recipe. Can they do that two straight weeks in a hostile environment? That'd be very impressive. But again, I go to the fact of Detroit, I don't know how they're going to slow them down. So I think Detroit, their offense runs through their running game. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. That's the biggest weakness, as you know, with the Washington Commanders is stopping the run. I fear that Detroit is going to be able to move the ball up and down the field, and as long as you can keep them off the field, that's going to be the key of this game. But can they do that time of possession? Can they run the football between the tackles? That's going to be a big layer of this game, guys. And I'm concerned about Washington getting enough stops or turnovers to win this game. If they can get a turnover, if they can force some punts early on, That's obviously going to be crucial. And I will say this, guys. If this game is close in the fourth quarter, advantage Washington, because you know all the pressure in that building and on that top-seeded Lions team, they're going to be feeling it. And Washington has been in that position time and time again in the fourth quarter. So if this is a close game in the fourth quarter, huge advantage for the Commanders, in my opinion.
Scott, do you see Austin Ekeler with an expanded role in this game? You look at the numbers as far as the Lions' defense. Only the Bills and Ravens have given up more receiving yards to running backs than the Lions have. So if the running game is ineffective, maybe their de facto running game is short passes to Ekeler, get him out in space. That becomes kind of your substitute for a running game. Do you see Ekeler having a bigger role here?
That was my X factor, as I said in my sportscast earlier in the week. You guys are reading my mind. With Ekeler, and he had a couple of big catches in Tampa Bay. Remember that last catch, that last drive?
Yep.
That was that set up the field goal. Those are the type of plays that he can make, and he is such a Swiss Army knife type of weapon. You don't replicate his skill set with too many guys, and I think he's an extension of the run game, and he's also obviously just so dynamic with those screen games and those quick passing games. So I think they're going to really utilize Austin because of their problems with running between the tackles. So I think Austin Ekeler is that weapon. And then I also think Zach Ertz could do some problems in the middle of the field. He had a relatively quiet game against Tampa Bay, but man, when the lights shine bright and you need a big first down, Zach Ertz is always there. So give me Austin Ekeler, Zach Ertz, some complimentary pieces to really kind of be those X factors in this football game on Saturday, guys.
All right, so give us your prediction. We do this every time we talk to you.
Yeah. I think Detroit's gonna put up the points. So give me Detroit 34,
Boom.
Give me Washington.
31.
Give me Washington 34-31. Detroit can be a tight game. But ultimately, I just think that offense is incredible. I mean, pick your poison. Try to stop the run game. They're going to beat you with Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Laporta.
All right, this was Scott's last appearance on our show.
Hey!
All right, Scott, safe travels.
All right, guys, it's been fun, and obviously, hopefully, we do this again next week. But nonetheless, it's been a great season. We'll see if Washington can get this win.
Yep. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Scott.
You, buddy.
Bye. Valdez wanted me to do the bit where we asked him the prediction again.
Yeah. Like, oh. Scott's a good sport. He would have understood.
That's funny.
I'm not trying to do Scott dirty like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be. It's kind of rude to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know, if you're going to be realistic, it's okay to pick them by 3 points.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's a realistic. You know, I'm looking for more cheerleader stuff.
I think
right
I'm
now.
Sitting across a guy who's probably going to pick the Lions.
Probably
this guy right
I already
here.
Said it was.
Yeah.
He's definitely picking the
I've
Lions.
Said it all week.
He
hope I'm wrong.
Hates underdogs.
He loves chalk.
I mean, he hates dogs.
No, I don't actually.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I don't hate dogs. I just don't bet on them a lot.
Right.
It's not your thing. It's not your mantra.
But I do think the points here is a good play. I mean, I'd be surprised if Detroit blew them out. I just don't think they're going to win.
All right, you're welcome to call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. It's now officially time for our predictions. You got to go on the line and make your official prediction for Lions Commanders. It's a huge game in Detroit. I have to play the music. I got to get the right bank over here. Everybody's pumped. 800-636-1067. Call in now. Give us your final prediction for Lions Commanders. We'll give ours as well next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
There's still a couple MGM National Harbor listener lines open at 800-636-1067. It is time for your official prediction for Lions Commanders. It all goes down tomorrow night in Detroit. It's a gigantic game. Divisional round of the playoffs. Jaden Daniels, as a rookie, has led this team where nobody expected this team to be. Playoff berth. They win their first matchup against Tampa. Now they have to go on the road again. 9.5-point underdogs. Can they pull it off in Detroit? Need the music, Valdez.
Play the music.
Gotta play
the music, Mr. Master Beck.
All right, let's go.
We'll let the listeners weigh in first, and then we'll give our official predictions at the end.
Go to Walter. Walter, what's up?
Oh, I'm up first. What is up, junkies? I am so pumped up. I mean, I got to touch on a few things, though.
All right.
Hicks holding your hand up is not going to make you a fan. What's going to make you a fan is truly believing that Jason Campbell was going to take you here when you were a little boy, and you believed with everything. And now that goes away, right? Just, they suck. And now we've got something. I see little boys in the stands that they believe we're going to win every game, and now I'm getting that back.
Right.
What the heck? The line is huge. 8 points? Put all your money on that. We're not giving up. And I got to touch on the defense.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler makes plays. Jeremy Chin makes plays. Quan Martin punches it out. Are you serious? Bobby freaking Wagner is our captain. Our defense has played good. We are going into halftime. It was going to be giving up 3 points to the Bucks. Yes, Marshawn Lattimore let us down on that last drive. That last touchdown killed me. But we were about to go into halftime giving them 3 points. We can win this. But, yeah, 8 out of 10 times the Lions do win. But that's not this season. Our season is those two. This is electric. The last time we won a playoff game, I was at a stupid birthday party. But guess what? That guy was at the same bar I went to. And so I got to say, dude, we're going to win this one. The city is here. The city is full of burgundy and gold.
Walter,
what's your prediction? We need a prediction.
Good job, Walt.
Give us a score. Give us a final prediction.
Well, after Noah Igbinanabe gets an interception, we lock it up and win the game. 30-31.
I hate when people say that. You got to say the winning score first.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
31-30. All right.
That guy says he's got kicked.
He did a great job until this. He gave the score prediction.
I will say this. I don't think we win. I'm picking us, but it's a heart pick. Okay. I'm picking us, and I'm just going to hope we, I feel like we're a team of destiny. I don't think we win it, though, if Dante Fowler and Frankie Louvu aren't huge. I really think we need Dante Fowler and Frankie.
Well, and I also
Louvu
think Lattimore has to. I think Lattimore has to make plays.
I feel like they need
I think they're going to zone up.
Either make plays or prevent plays.
From what I understand, they're going to zone up, so maybe he won't be as exploited.
Okay, but he still has to cover. He's still going to have to cover guys and make tackles.
He's going to have to cover space.
Yeah.
I feel like
still
going
to have to do that. They're not going to play zone 100% of the time.
No. But they need to sack Jared Goff 2 to 3 times, hit him a few more times, just make life uncomfortable for him in the pocket. Because you know he's not going to scoot out and make any plays with his legs. That's Jaden's deal. Jaden's got that on lockdown. If you get pressure on Jared Goff, he's going to take a sack, hopefully fumble, maybe give up the ball, maybe fumble, turn it over. Need a play like that.
They need some turnover.
They need some magic like that.
Have to win the time of possession.
Yep.
All right. And you got to win the turnover battle.
Those would be huge if they could pull those off.
Let's go to Steve in St. Leonard.
Steve, what's up, man? You're on the jumps.
Hey, guys. It's going to be the end of the fourth quarter. We're down by 3. We're going to get an interception, take it down to the 5, and sit on it. And then, what's his name? He's going to run it in for a touchdown.
What's his name?
We have the worst call.
Who?
Yeah,
Brian Robinson, Daniels, Eckler. Who?
Come on,
Daniels.
Yeah, that guy, the most important guy on the team.
You got a brain fart.
Most important guy.
Hey, this ain't a good look for your fan base.
Hey, I'm not claiming that we got the greatest.
You know what though, Valdez? I'll say this for them.
Thanks, Steve.
They're not used to this.
Yeah, they're flummoxed.
They're not used to winning. They're not used to being in the divisional round of the playoffs. Like, you're a grizzled vet when it comes to the playoffs, having rooted for the Ravens for so long. Commanders fans, this is still like foreign territory to them. So I'll give them a little bit of a pass.
You got guys giving the score backwards.
That's inexcusable.
What's his name going to punch it in? Yeah. We need more Mars. I need more Mars.
Yeah, need more Mike Mars
is ready. I haven't seen him like this ever.
He's at a fever.
He's rabid. He's foaming at the mouth.
The guy is ready for kickoff.
I'm locked in. I've watched the film. I've studied the tape. The Lions are a bum franchise, and they're overlooking us. This is mad disrespectful. They have great players, but my God, do we have Jaden Daniels on our side? I got a message for our defense. You talk with your helmet every moment. We are a team of destiny. We're going to go in there, shock the world, 33-30. Washington moving on. Feed me Philadelphia.
I'm begging somebody.
So you think Detroit's overlooking Washington?
1,000%. Everyone's overlooking us. FanDuel, DraftKings, their fan base, their players, everyone's overlooking Washington. But thankfully, we don't need people supporting us. We just need to go out there and ball.
We need a camera crew to knock on his door like 8:30 on Sunday morning. I want to see the aftermath.
Hey, I might.
Oh, geez.
Hey, I might.
People just bodies everywhere.
Yeah. I need a live stream of Mar watching the game.
That's
like Barstool.
Barstool Sports.
I stand for the first half every single game. Like, you know,
well,
thankfully
you stand the whole half.
I mean,
I don't do that, but I do a bit. So I watch if I'm watching a game down in my media room. I'll be on my recliner, and if it's a big play,
yeah,
I hit the recliner down. And I sit up at the edge.
Yeah. Edge of your seat.
Yeah.
I'm edge
of my seat guy on a big play.
Mar, what do you talk with?
Your helmet! Every moment!
Is that a line from a movie or something?
I don't know, but it's making me laugh.
Is that a line from a movie?
No. So before Oregon played Colorado, they had a camera in Oregon's locker room. And he just did this whole speech that was incredible. And that was one of the things he said. And then he was like, this game's not going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass.
What was his speech like after they got boat raced by Ohio State?
Oh, it was probably very sad.
Yeah, probably. Probably wasn't the same level of vigor.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Let's go to Robert in Culpeper. Robert, what's up, man? You're on with the Jumps.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's like this, brother. George Allen said 53 men together can't lose. They all won, man. They're going to coach him up. They're going to get his special teams come down with a good field position. That's what key to the game. And Eckler, Jamison, those guys are going to wipe them out. What we got to do is, and we've done it before this year, we have eliminated all mistakes, at least much of them. Keep the ball rolling down the field. Time of
Robert,
possession.
He's definitely talking with his helmet.
Robert, what do you do for a living, Robert?
I'm retired right now. I used to be an insurance agent.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Is Mrs. Bickle?
Can you help my mom?
Is Mrs. Bickle one of your...
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Robert, God bless you, man. When was last time you were this excited?
When George Allen was up there, Joe Gibbs, I've been a fan since 1959, brother. Hey,
Robert, give us a score prediction, and you better have the higher score first.
Washington 40, Detroit 33.
Oh, man, 73
points?
40 points? We're
going to the promised land.
That's a lot of explosives, Valdez.
Telling you, man, this fan base is fired up.
I hope there are a lot of explosives.
Look at all the people. Jeez. All the people.
Let's go to Vernon. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
There's gonna be two games away from the freaking Super Bowl.
Hey, there's going to be so many babies being made Saturday night.
They're going to win.
Jaden, too. Boy or girl.
Oh, yeah. Jaden.
There's
going to
be like 5,000 Jaden.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of them.
Right?
Yeah. Boy or girl. That's kind of a unisex name.
It'd be Jaden Daniels' last name.
Jaden or Jada?
Jada.
Well, that's JD.
Yeah, no,
you got to do the JD.
Jada, Daniel. Yeah.
Daniela.
Daniela.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Vernon, what's up? You going to make a Jaden Daniels baby?
I'm going to make a Jaden Daniels baby, man. It's cold from the foe, baby. Cold from the foe.
We're going to go in
Detroit, and we're going to punch them boys in their mouth and show them that we the bigger bully. We're going to go in there. We're going to win 31-20, reverse spread. It's going to be crunch time, and defense going to get a turnover, and we're taking it to the house. 31-20, Commanders. I see y'all in Philly next week. We're going to Philly, baby. Philly going to win. We're going to see Philly at the link for it all, baby. Let's go, Commando.
Oh, jeez.
All right, what's his deal? Ready. I don't know his deal. He's a guy that you try not to let on. Is that the deal?
Oh, no. I went viral last week. I was screaming at him that I'm not going to call him Co from the Foe on the air.
His name is Vernon.
His real name is Vernon.
Yeah.
Valdez was recording it. And
I saw that. I saw that. Okay.
I guess he calls the other shows as Co from the Foe.
Mm. Right. All right.
But here is known as Vernon. Yeah. Though he did sneak in his nickname.
I do like your position on that.
I do it for you because I know you don't like nicknames, and every time you would be like, what's the deal with this?
I don't mind some nicknames, but Co from the Foe, I just draw the line. What's Co? Let's go to Co. I mean, Co is okay, but Co from the Foe? All right. Let's go to, is it Aaron? Aaron, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Aaron?
So like 2 years ago, I brought my son to his first NFL game, and it was that horrible Brown game where Ron Rivera didn't even know we should be eliminated.
That's the game where he trotted out Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
It
meant everything.
Oh, it was just dreadful.
It was horrible. And my son looked at me, and he said, "Dad," he saw how incensed I was, and he was like, "Dad, I don't want to go to another game again, another football game." So that broke my heart.
That's borderline child abuse.
It was horrible. And I took him to the passing game 2 weeks ago. We were right on the 20, saw the game-winning touchdown, and he was enthralled. So I'm going to be taking him. We're going to get my dad together, all my brothers. We're going to go watch it here in Ashburn. It's going to be awesome, and I think they're going to win by like a divine intervention thing. Something like a 4th-and-20, and they pick it up, and we somehow get in field goal range and win the game. It's going to be awesome. I'm super pumped. Gonna be great. Lifelong Skins fan, and let's go, baby.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it, bro.
All right, let's go.
Can you imagine your first introduction to the Washington
Browns
franchise? The Carson Wentz game against the Browns.
Didn't they have to win that game to get into the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope that Valdez knows this. He's young, and so I think he knows this.
He's young and compared to us. Right. He's not that young.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there. He got a lot of grays. But you know, my generation. I had that bravado you have now. I had that swagger. I disrespected everyone. I've lost a lot of that swagger over the last 20 years, but I'm trying to get it back.
Need a swaggerectomy.
And then, you know, we used to be made fun of for always thinking we were going to win the Super Bowl. Now, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But that was a legitimate thing. That the perception was Skins fans always think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? And even for the first 10 probably years of Snyder's tenure. And then finally we got beaten out of us and we realized it was hopeless.
Right.
But we used to have that swagger.
Might be getting some of it back now, EB.
All right, let's go to Todd. Todd, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? I think we're going to be able to pull it off. The way that we're going to be able to pull it off is if we take advantage of every single Detroit mistake. We got to score touchdowns off of any turnover. We got to make them punt off of any penalties that they make. And Jaden Daniels too cool to make any mistakes. He's not going to give no turnovers. So we're going to be able to pull it out. 36-35. We're going to shock the world. We're going to go up to Philly and beat them. We're going to see y'all in the Super Bowl. In New Orleans.
He's got the trip to New Orleans.
Jesus, you already got a plan.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, let's go. Let me see.
By the way, people are going nuts with the scores. I mean, they have scores in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
Let's go to John, Texas, checking in. Hey, John, what's up, buddy? Austin, Texas.
Hey, Junkies, how's it going?
What's up, John?
Johnny.
I'm super excited. Been a Redskins fan my entire life. Can't wait to go to the divisional round, kick some ass. Sorry if I can't say it on the radio. I think we've got a couple opportunities here. I think, you know, a lot of these teams that get that first round bye, I think, come off a bit rusty as well. So I think we got to take advantage of that, go out, hit them hard, you know, give them some Dan Campbell taste of football, control the ball, and let's get that W, boys.
Prediction?
Score?
28-24, Skins.
All right. I see that more of likely than 40-33.
Yeah, I would guess. 36-35.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
All right. Let's go Larry in La Plata. La Plata checking in. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Larry.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what we have. Tomorrow night, that's what we've earned here. One game. They might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we stay with them. Tonight, we play with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest football team in the world. We were born to be football players, every one of you. This is your time. Your time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great football team the Lions have. Screw them. This is your time. Let's go out there and take it.
Very well done. That's the Herb Brooks rip-off miracle speech. We love that. Adapted for the Commanders.
Very nice.
Very
nice.
Well done, Larry.
All right, you want to go to break? Do one more segment of it, and then we'll go around and make our final predictions?
Yeah, I need your final predictions.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking my boys, believe me.
All right, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. More predictions on Lions Commanders. We'll do that next here on The Fan. It's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 874th NHL goal in overtime, giving the Capitals a 1-0 win against the Sens at Canadian Tire Center on Thursday night. Ovi took a pass from Rasmus Sandin on a 2-on-1, beat Levi Marilainen blocker side with a snapshot from the top of the left circle. Marilainen was the 179th different goaltender Ovechkin has scored against, passing Jaromir Jagr, who had 178 for the most in NHL history.
And the Senators win the draw. Sanderson coming up the middle. He's got Pinto with him. Sanderson keeps it and can't get the shot away. Good defensive play there by Sandin. He gets the puck back. He turns it maybe into a 2-on-1. Coming with Ovechkin. He fires. He scores. He scores. Alex Ovechkin in overtime. Game-winning goal here in Ottawa.
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Sounded like a lot of Caps fans there in Ottawa. Maybe they were just Ovi fans, but they'd love to see Ovi score.
I mentioned it yesterday. The tickets were $10 to get in. So, yeah. Like, if Caps fans wanted to make a quick trip to Ottawa, is an easy way to go see Ovi, pot number 874.
They've got a 7-point lead now in the Metro.
They're crushing.
They're just playing great. 30, 10, and 5.
All right, we're going to continue to take your calls and predictions on Lions Commanders, but we have raised the stakes for the final segment.
We have.
The best call of the final segment is going to score a pair of tickets to see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium Monday, June 2nd. So if we like your call the best, if we deem your call the best out of the last segment, you're going to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone this summer.
All right.
So bring it.
All right.
Perfect.
Yep. Be
Don't
ready.
Watch the score. Be good.
All right.
Bring some energy.
Don't tell us Commanders win 27-30.
No, because then you're automatically
Don't do that.
You're DQ'd.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Justin.
Not Dan Quinn.
Justin, what's up? Play the music, Cakes. Justin, what do you got?
Hey, am I on?
Yes.
You're on.
Hey, I just want to say, like, nobody's given this team a chance, but, I mean, we're going to do it. I feel it. This team has, like, this magic that that's all that matters. They have the momentum. You know, they won, like, what, 6 in a row now, last second drive. And I just think there's something about this team, the way they play together.
I kind of agree with you. Yeah.
I just feel like it's something you can't even put with. It's not necessarily who has the most talent. Obviously, Detroit, like, has more talent on paper. But I just think that these guys play like they really are brothers. And, I mean, I really feel like that they can pull it out. You know, I know it's going to be tough, but what game hasn't been tough?
Right.
You know, it's like, I became a true believer after that Hail Maryland. Like, it was just, like,
the
unbelievable.
Hail what?
You called it the Hail Maryland.
Hail Maryland.
Calls it the Hail Maryland. All right, I like it.
Yeah, against the Bears, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to say, like, 27-24. I think that we could stick to our game plan, like, control the ball, don't give it back to Detroit too much, hopefully get, like, some kind of turnover. I think that Eckler and Ertz are going to have good games.
All right, we got you. We got you,
Justin.
We got you.
All right. Justin will not be going to see Post Malone.
You don't think? Should I keep him on hold?
Yeah,
I'll keep him on hold with
you
that.
Keep him on hold. Yeah,
you know, right. I don't want to break his heart.
I'm just guessing.
All right, let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? We going all the way to the Super Bowl, Washington and Buffalo, 31-27 tomorrow.
Right.
We just got to control our running game and control their running game and don't make too many mistakes. We're going all the way.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks,
right,
buddy.
Put him on hold, yes, right next to Justin.
All right.
In the not going to win pile. In my
opinion.
Hold
on, it's a complicated case. Easy right. for you to say over there. All right, let's go to Ricky in Linden, Virginia.
I got a
Linden
good vibe on Ricky.
In. Ricky, what's up?
Hey, guys, they're going to win 34-30. I say Jared Goff throws an interception with less than 2 minutes left. We're down. Jaden Daniels takes it down, throws a touchdown pass to Austin Eckler to win the game. We're winning.
All right.
No one's picking Detroit except for me.
Yeah. You're basically it.
Me and Scotty Abraham, yeah. Only people picking Detroit.
Haven't we done Aaron already, or no? It's different Aaron.
No, we've done Justin, yeah. Rick, and Ricky.
Aaron from Upper Marlboro.
Aaron, what's up?
What's up, buddy? Probably calling for the courthouse over there. What's up?
Hey, I'm gonna look at it from a historical perspective. It's not the destination; it's the journey. I mean, you say we're not used to winning; we're used to losing. Have you forgotten about Sonny Jurgensen when we would score 42 and give up 65?
Well, I wasn't really around for that, but
it's a little before our time.
I got you.
I mean, that's my point. Let's enjoy the ride. And I'm going to say 25-19 because there might be a safety, an extra point might be missed. I'm not saying who's going to win, but it's going to be entertaining. Give me 3 hours of entertainment.
No, you need to pick who's going to win.
You got
to
pick
come out of here when we're asking for predictions and just give a score.
I'm going with the Skins.
All right.
Okay. This is not hard, not easy. I think you're right. You're right. They need to be coached up.
I ain't been wrong since 87. So what do you want me to say?
But don't you agree, because you're obviously a little older than me, it sounds like, but we used to have this swagger, and then we've lost it.
It's
and
gone.
Now it's coming back.
It's been gone since 1991.
We used to think we were going to win every year.
But I'm talking from a historical perspective. I remember Ricky Harris, he ran 42-yard punts.
Okay.
40 of them
were talking about football in black and white. Before TV was even invented. We're not worried about that.
They weren't even wearing helmets.
Saturday night.
I'm not worried either. It's the destination.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ricky.
You guys are mean. All right. Let's go to Joe.
I mean, there's a good prize.
Joe, what's up?
It's a good prize.
Play the music, Cakes. Play it.
Hello. Junkies, what's up, boys?
What's up?
What's up, Joe?
The bar is low, Joe. These tickets are ready for you to grab them.
The Lions are strong. Mm-hmm. The Lions are the strong, strong of the North, right? That's what we got going on. They've been going up and down for many years. Well, they're going down, down, Leroy Brown. They're going down, down, Leroy Brown. We're taking them down this year, baby. This is our year. We've been rolling. We've been rocking. We're going, I'm telling you right now, guys, I'm trying to be hype mode. I can't even talk right now. That's how hyped I am. So excited for this moment. My best friends are all Redskins fans, Commanders fans, been around the block. I'm a newborn Commanders fan myself, man. I was an Atlanta Falcons fan for a long time, and I'm jumping bandwagons, boys. We are going to win. We're going to grind. We're going to ride. And they're going down, down, Leroy Brown.
All right, put them on hold just because the rest of the calls have been so bad.
All right. Leroy Brown's going to win it for him.
The worst batch of calls of all time.
All right, let's go to
Wyatt. Hey, it's kind of embarrassing that you got to get people hyped up with Post Malone tickets.
All right, let's go to Nate in D.C. Nate, what's up? You're on.
What's good, man?
Hey, what's good?
Y'all know pumped up about this?
What'd he say, Case?
We're the biggest game that we've been in since 2005. We about to win a chip. They put the line at 8.5 on us as an 8.5-point underdog. We're going to flip the script on them and beat them by 9.
We are.
It's going to be the score is going to be 23-14 Commanders.
Boring game.
Wow. They're going to hold Detroit to 14?
They're going to hold Detroit to 14. It'll be our best defensive output against a winning team.
I don't know if I'd go out on that limb, but.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, they're going
to shut Amon Ra down.
All right. Let's hope that's the case.
Shut him down. Bet under on his receiving yards.
All right. Thank you, Nate.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Under catches, under yards.
I don't know what to do anymore, Cakes. I don't know how to hang up or save them. All right, let's go to Mark. I hung up on it. Mark, what's up? You're on.
I'm the guy you guys helped out with the hurricane. Thanks a lot for that.
Mark.
You a feel-good story. You're welcome. Thanks, Jason. Yep. Last week, I haven't heard this covered, but social media, the Redskins organization went on a local Tampa Facebook page of Redskin fans and reached out and said, if anybody wants tickets, call us, email us, we'll get them to you for free. And everybody thought it was a joke and a scam, but man, I took a chance. And how about this organization change? You think Dan Snyder ever did that in all those Super Bowl experiences or playoff appearances he had? No, of course not. But this organization, what a class move, hooked up a lot of people down in Tampa, fill that stadium with Washington gear. Hopefully they do that up in Detroit tomorrow. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, man.
Wow.
I can't believe this is happening. Let's go back to Vernon, a.k.a. Co from the Foe. Calling
right,
back on
He's
line
calling
three.
Back?
He's back.
Co from the Foe. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Respect him. And y'all put some respect to the name, Junk. We're going to go in there, like I say. We're going to punch him in the mouth. We're going to take his eyes because they ain't never been nowhere. They sit in Detroit Lions. We got history in our – we got hardware with our history. We're going in with 31-20, reverse spread, and we're going to see the Chumps in Philly next week. Hail to the Commanders. Let's go, boy. Let's get fired up this week.
I think we're going to hook up Vernon. Vernon was the best of a bad lot. We're going to hook him with the Post Malone tickets Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So he wins.
All right, Jason, you get your terrible pick out of the way.
The miracle run ends. Detroit wins at 28-24.
All right, Jason, thanks.
The run continues. Oh, I'm going to bet on the better quarterback, and that's JD5. Commanders win 31-28.
I'm going to say 29-21, my boys. I just think
Hope
it's
you're
a
right.
Team of destiny. There's something special. They got the magic fairy dust, whatever that is, Cakes, the magic carpet ride. We got it. Something special about this team.
All right, we have to thank, who was it from Chick-fil-A?
Who we thanking?
Our guy Sean. Sean from Chick-fil-A hooked all of us up.
Very great.
Nice. This morning. Thank
Chicken
you so
biscuits
much.
Were unbelievable.
Very right, nice.
I'm going to broadcast from Raleigh. Only if we win? But what about if we lose?
All right, we got to get out of here.
You're locked.
Go Commanders. Pray for Mike Maher this weekend. Be Mitch and Finley. They're coming up next here on The Fan.